10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Now, we see the Trump admin building a defining feature of many authoritarian regimes. With Elon Musk's help, he's creating a comprehensive file on everyone so they can punish those who protest, punish those who dissent. All right, what Elon Musk is doing behind the scenes is incredibly scary, and we've spent the past month talking a lot about tariffs, a lot about Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, rightfully so. But I want to spend some time focusing and highlighting on what Elon Musk has been up to over the past month or so. Let's not waste any time. Check out Jessica Tarlov exposing him on Fox News just today.
Let's also talk about the clear failure of Doge based on their own set goals. We started at $2 trillion. Then we moved to $1 trillion. Now we're at $160 billion.
For now, it keeps adding up.
Well, it is a problem. You want to always compare things.
I didn't see Congress doing that.
If you want to, which you always do, to compare this to private sector standards, if you hired McKinsey to come in and to cut $2 trillion, then they said, oh, we'll get you $1 billion. Then they say, we'll get you $160 billion. You'd say, you're not doing a very good job. And also, maybe you were spreading lies about what's actually going on in the federal government.
Isn't it like $1.6 billion a day so far?
But the real story of Doge is that Elon Musk has $38 billion in government contracts, has not had a penny of his money touched. Well, he's going around cutting other people's contracts. And there was a new congressional report out this week that found that he was up for $2.37 billion in potential fines across 11 agencies. And what has he been doing? He has been cutting the people who are investigating him. If that doesn't smell like corruption, I don't know what.
He's up for a fine. Let's make sure that he gets a fine before you start saying he's up for a fine.
If you get rid of the investigator, you were an investigator,
I certainly was.
Okay,
and
so if there's a potential crime and then
you have the evidence to prove
it. It's all laid out, by the way, in the pages of the
Gray
Lady.
First of all, he had all those government contracts before he even went into Doge.
And he makes, I think, $8 million a day while 20,000 federal workers are getting fired, while Head Start program.
And there are no inspector generals overseeing, making sure that Elon Musk isn't committing massive waste, fraud, and abuse himself. When you say that you want some sort of transparent organization, that means external oversight. Internal oversight is really useless. It's like when police officers say, we investigated ourselves and we found that we did nothing wrong. You can't internally expect yourself to have a high standard. So this brings me on to what Elon Musk has been up to over the past month or so. Apparently, Doge has been working towards a massive surveillance state where they take data, they harvest this data, and they use it for nefarious purposes. Before we even jump into this, can I paint a picture of what's been going on with Elon Musk? Because we just learned that executives at Tesla are looking to push Elon Musk out, or at least replace him over the next few months, because sales have been plunging due to Elon Musk's behavior. You can draw a direct line between Elon Musk getting super political and being in DC more than he is at the Tesla headquarters, and then sales plunging. So really quickly, Tesla sales in some European markets fell sharply in April, in an acceleration of a trend seen since the beginning of the year for Elon Musk's EV brand, as Europeans buy more Chinese cars, and that's only going to happen more and more. Tesla's new car sales in April fell by 80.7% in Sweden, national data showed on Friday, a day after Denmark recorded a 67% drop in Tesla sales. And then, that same day, France reported a 59.4% fall, its fourth straight month of sales contraction. Now, this doesn't relate much to Elon Musk harvesting data, which we'll get to in just 1 second, but I think this does kind of give you an insight into Elon Musk's current state of mind. He has been talking about taking a step away from his role in Washington, but it seems like he's kind of addicted to the power, because he talks about walking away, but every single cabinet meeting, every single time something happens, you better bet Elon Musk is right there on camera trying to have his own power. So this is what we were always scared of. Doge is currently building a surveillance state. Elon Musk may be stepping back from running the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, but his legacy there is already secured. Doge is assembling a sprawling domestic surveillance system for the Trump admin. the likes of which we have never seen in the United States. We've also heard that the company Palantir has been partnering with ICE to track immigrants. They've been trying to basically create a new surveillance system, almost like Patriot Act style, to track where immigrants are and try to deport them. But we'll continue with this story. We'll talk about Palantir in a second. President Trump could soon have the tools to satisfy his many grievances by swiftly locating compromising information about his political opponents or anyone who simply annoys him. The admin has already declared that it plans to comb through the tax records to find the addresses of immigrants it's investigating, a plan so morally and legally challenged, several top IRS officials had to immediately quit in protest when they heard this. Some federal workers have been told that DOGE is using AI to sift through their communications to identify people who harbor anti-Musk or anti-Trump sentiment. What this amounts to is a stunningly fast reversal of our long history of siloing government data to prevent its misuse. In their first 100 days, Mr. Musk and Mr. Trump have knocked down the barriers that were intended to prevent them from creating dossiers on every U.S. resident. Now we see the Trump admin building a defining feature of many authoritarian regimes. With Elon Musk's help, he's creating a comprehensive file on everyone so they can punish those who protest, punish those who dissent. Quote, "This is what we were always scared of," said Kevin Bankston, a longtime civil liberties lawyer and senior advisor on AI governance at the Center for Democracy and Technology. And it gets even scarier. Please do not forget what happened when DOGE officials entered certain buildings. Take a listen to this.
In 15 minutes of DOGE engineers creating accounts, usernames and passwords within internal systems within DOGE, within 15 minutes of the creation of those accounts, somebody or something from Russia tried to log in with all the right credentials, meaning they had the right usernames and right passwords. And the question is, how did they get that and why? The second question that I have is that why is it that from what Dan has seen, as well as others, because we have spoken to other individuals who are able to corroborate this, which is that some of the data is also using Starlink as a backdoor. Mm. And that's another way to get data out of internal databases within agencies. And Starlink has now direct access where information is likely, we believe, is funneled directly into Russia.
They believe is funneled directly from Russia. We did see Russian accounts trying to access a backdoor and they got denied multiple times. So that's what he believes. Now, while Elon Musk funnels our data, while Elon Musk enriches himself while firing tens and tens of thousands of civil servants, they take DOGE and the young DOGE team on Fox News Primetime, and the Chyron reads, "Primetime meets Big Balls." So this is all a joke. This is all a meme to Elon Musk, and we can't let them get away with this massacre of our civil servants just because they're trying to inject memes into the culture. That's been the whole conservative strategy over the past few years, is flood the culture with memes of immigrants eating cats and dogs or whatever the hell, and then the average person gets desensitized to the idea of DOGE or the idea of violent immigrants or whatever the hell the Trump admin is pushing that given day, but that's where we come in. We are the one variable they didn't think of. We continue to relentlessly push back. I get a lot of comments like this one. "I've been watching you for a while now, but I didn't realize I was not subscribed. I am now voting blue." So make sure you subscribe. If you go to the YouTube channel Jubilee, I have a new Jubilee debate out. If you made it this far, go look up my last Jubilee debate on their channel. Show some love in the comment section. Drop a like. Watch till the end. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.